TikTok.com is now the most popular domains according to Cloudflare Radar. So whatever that means, really, I have my concerns and doubts regarding that. But I thought I do an episode where we dev tool TikTok. This is our series where we pick a popular website and go through dev tool and see how it is constructed and see how the backend is responding to us. And I use Google Chrome for that. And we jump into the different approaches that the website designers have decided to architect their website. So we did one for Twitch, we did one for YouTube, we did one for Reddit, Apple, right? And it's about time to do one for TikTok. How about we jump into it? So it's probably not a good idea to go to TikTok.com homepage, because I tried that and basically anything I show here is really not safe for work or not safe for my channel. Right, so I decided instead to go to a specific web page, a specific page in TikTok, and view the videos for this creator. And this is I don't know if some of you know, and his name is The Rock. We'll go through the Rock's page and just see the beauty in this design. How about we do that? So hit enter, and then let's just wait. And you're gonna see a slower response time, just because I'm using a VPN to kind of spice things up on top of what we're doing here, so we can see these, you know, latencies spaced out, right? So let's go ahead and continue doing that up until here's what happened. So we're seeing the page, we're seeing the HTML page, and we're seeing one of the videos actually playing. And I'm going to make sure to mute everything, because otherwise I'm going to get a copyright strike, because every TikTok video is a music, right? And obviously can't just play a music here. All right, so let's go ahead and start from scratch here. And you can see the map here, the waterfall map. You can see every time you see this purple an orange line, maybe it's time to stop that. We're gonna resume recording after that. Every time you see this purple, orange, you know, lines and green, that means this indicates a new TCP or UDP connection, effectively, right? So you can see just by looking at this map how many connections are being opened, right? And this indicates usually the use of multiple domains. So the first thing we notice here is a beautiful request to fetch the Rock's page, right? And this is just the plain vanilla HTML. And you can see that it's a very interesting page. So just by itself, it's a rich page, right? It has login, has all this stuff. They fetched necessary information from the first request, right? That's one request that got us the followers, how many followers this guy have, how many likes. You can see that the videos, but that's the layout and that's pretty much it. So let's take a look. Let's click that, not the preview. I want to take a look at this. Here's the thing. We did a DNS request. It took 86 milliseconds. Usually is not that slow, right? But because I am using a VPN, any IP packet gets an extra delay, because any IP packet that includes DNS, TCP, anything, right, at that level gets encrypted with the VPN tunnel, effectively, right? So it's passing through my ISP to the VPN and get decrypted, and then from the VPN, I think it's in New York, my VPN, I just set it to be in New York, and then, so from California to New York, and then from there, we basically send the plain IP packet, and that plain obviously might be also encrypted, right? So that's the DNS lookup, and then we get the initial connection, right? And the initial connection here, this is another thing I don't like, but it is what it is. This initial connection includes basically everything. Includes the TCP handshake, which is the three-way handshake. Includes any possible retries in the TCP handshake, because if you had a problem with that, right? Includes any fast open that you might have done into the TCP connection. And also includes the TLS connection. So this is just another entry that is a subset of this, right? So don't sum these two, which is always confusing to me. And then here's the thing. This is the interesting part. Time to first byte. So the request has been sent in 0.24 millisecond, right? But to receive the first byte of that response took us 1.6 seconds. So this includes the processing time, right, that the server took, obviously, right, to process the request, maybe go to a database or query, which we absolutely know that they did, right? This is not a static page, right? This, let's be very specific, this, I'm not looking at this, hopefully you can see my mouse. I'm not looking at this. This is definitely a dynamic page. This is what we received initially, right? There is content here. There's data that is not static. Static. What am I saying? Static. It's not static. So they actually built this HTML page by actually querying this database, right? And that took what? Took 1.6 seconds to do that, right? So probably things are cached, right? When I say cached, it's probably some sort of a middle tier cache. They didn't hit the database to do this query. It's probably there's a million layers of caches that has the rock information. And also not only the processing time, which is this query to the database and building the HTML page, but it also includes the time to receive the request. And you can really interpret this into many layers, because any interface before we hit the backend, the real backend, any load balancers, any API gateways might have actually intercepted the connection and then retransmitted it on the backend. And that time is included in this 1.66 seconds, right? So that's why you in the backend, you have to really pay attention to what are you doing in these middle tier layers before your request actually reaches the backend, especially if it's layer 7 reverse proxies, you know, in general, load balancers, API gateways. And then obviously the rest of the content download. But that's the total thing. The total is 2.16 seconds. That includes the TCP handshake, the SSL. What are we using here? They're using TLS 1.3. So it's, it is faster than TLS 1.2, obviously, right? And part of this negotiation, TikTok decided to use the HTTP tube protocol, obviously. Once we got that, a flood of a lot of other requests were initiated as a result. You can nicely see that the number, the connection ID here. So all of these guys, by the way, you can never do this in HTTP 1.1. Or HTTP 1.0 for that matter, right? See the number of parallel requests being sent on the same TCP connection? Boy, you're downloading all these resources in parallel, which is not bad, right? If you can avoid it, that would be great, right? But if you can't, like in this case, HTTP 2 is great for this, because each request will be sent in its own stream ID uniquely, right? Every time you see this orange line, that indicates that there is a new TCP connection. And up until here, this is what I'm interested in. This is very, I want you to pay attention to this. We're downloading the first video. Guys, up until here, we didn't even load the videos themselves as items. I didn't see any requests. What we saw was a bunch of JavaScripts and a bunch of images. There is not a single request that gives metadata about the videos that the rock has. Okay, there are none. But here it is. Here's one. What does it do? It's a request to download a video. Okay? And there's the ID of the video, there's something it is, there's a link, and this is a status 206, which is basically refers to partial content. That's how you basically, this is the de facto delivery of HTTP live streaming, you know, where you basically saying, okay, I want to download video, but you send it in parts, right? And you say, okay, this is the range, right? And you keep streaming the content from the back end to the front end, you know, slowly, right? And instead of downloading the whole thing, right? So this way you can play the video as you receive it from the back end. Let's go ahead and open that. Okay, let's mute that. There's no music, but we can mute it. But you can see that this is the video. And if you noticed, this is exactly the first video, right? So the first video was actually downloaded. Very interesting, right? So what happened is the HTML page probably had a reference to only the first video, or probably a subsequent JavaScript that requested that first video to be downloaded. And this is probably a decision made by the TikTok designer. They said, okay, I want immediately to play the latest video when someone visit a page. And here's some other things that I didn't really get. Like, you will see this very often. My guess is these are requests to track the client. You know, it's called list. And obviously, always you're going to see it. You're going to see an options, you know, a pre-flight request, because we're going to another domain. That's another thing. Anytime you try to post something, right? Post is not safe method, right? So if you're going cross-domain, so always the browser always asks for an options. So it does a pre-flight, right? This is all the course things that we talked about. Yeah, so you can see the post request here. And when you see the payload that we sent, it's practically, I think, just really tracking the movement of the client. That's probably, see, because you see it, Chrome, Macintosh, which is my device, any really information. Because we're going to see this request getting sent frequently, a lot. And it's not small either. It's 1 kilobyte. Yikes. Right? It's all network bandwidth. That's really not necessary. So we're going to continue up until we find the interesting request. And here is it. This request. This request is an options request. Why? Because it's a pre-flight, because we're going to another domain. And guess what? Why? Why are we going? I'm on desktop, yet we're going to the mobile site. So just that is absolute waste, in my opinion. Why is the API only available on the mobile? You might say that nobody's actually using the web, which I kind of agree with you. Nobody's using the web, but still, I mean, you think they can use the same domain, but apparently not, right? So they're using, all the APIs are located in the mobile version, m.tiktok.com. But that is kind of a cost if you're browsing on the web. Again, nobody's browsing TikTok. Very few are browsing TikTok on the web, apparently, right? So that results, we're going to a different domain because we're on TikTok.com and we're going to m.tiktok.com. And again, this is not me as a user. This is the fault of the designer of the app, right? They did this on purpose, whether on purpose or not. This is resulting on an additional cost, right, of this pre-flight, which is absolutely not needed. If you think about it, if you're on the same domain, if you're on TikTok.com, right, then you would not be doing this options thing. But we're doing it anyway. All right, so we're going page, we just saw all this stuff, and this is the most interesting request, MS token. If we go to this guy, here is the actual videos themselves, right? And here's the thing, right? So you can see that these are the items that represent the video. So kindness matter, always sip your Z0. Right, that's the description of the video, and the ID of the video, music, if it's already, there is a music, right, and the links to the music, stats, how many views did this video get, right, how many shares, and the video itself, with its all metadata, right? And you can see that there is the cover, which is the thumbnail of the video itself, and there is the download address. So if I actually copied this guy, right, the link to download the video, so it's a really RESTful API, you know, that's basically how REST work. You can see that the video is being downloaded. So this is basically how REST works, you know, a link that gives you content, that gives you links to more content, right? But here's the interesting part here, right? That could be a further optimization and TikTok ends. Since I know that the author of this particular page is The Rock, right? It is really costly to return static information about the author. The whole author object is being returned here, you know, with every item. So this is the author, this is The Rock, right? Go to another item, this is the author, The Rock, right? Another item, the author is The Rock. This makes sense if you're like browsing some sort of the main page, then your explore feed. But it doesn't really make sense to return this in the main page itself. So there is a lot of optimization that could be happening here, to be honest. Like some users might say, oh, yeah, we're even returning the author's stats, right, with every item. That's the bloat of this JSON. There is no need to return all this information at all. That's just, there's so much stuff already. And this is interesting, right? You can see that this is a paging request where we're saying, hey, by the way, there's more. If you scroll, there's more. And here's where the final cursor position, right? So obviously TikTok, they know what they're doing on their backend. This is the most optimal way where you kind of put a cursor where you have reached and then send that cursor with the next page request so that we can use a specific filter predicate to index our way to that location and then eliminate and then fetch the next page effectively. This is as opposed to using offset, which is really bad. You never use offset when you're doing a paging request. Offset, you know, select a star, blah, 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 offset this. That kills your performance. If you're like, especially if you have one relation and then you're offsetting, I don't know, a million, you know, you reached like a really large page, that really is bad. And I talked about that in another video. I'm going to reference it to you if you're interested. But yeah, this is basically what's happening here. And as I scroll, let's go ahead and let's go and resume recording here. And then I'm just going to hover my mouse over one of the videos. You can see immediately when I do that, we get a download. And how did this happen? This happened because that item had a link to the actual URL of the video, as we saw in the metadata, obviously, right? The final thing we're going to talk about is, let's continue scrolling up until we see, you can see that now we're downloading some more metadata, right? But only the images really, I think, right? So you can see that the thumbnails are being downloaded as we scroll, but not the content. Right. So this indicates that the client actually have the items cached, right, which was downloaded with this other request. But now, as we scroll more, and as we continue requesting, we're going to eventually run out of the items. Yep, there you go. That's the next request, right, to fetch the rest of them. So I scrolled a lot, and eventually, apparently, we reached the end of the Rock's feed. He didn't apparently post a lot of videos. So has more equal false. And this is the last cursor we reached. And these are all the videos. So apparently, I guess this is his first video, maybe. I'll bring the rock. You bring the sand. That's his first video. Apparently. So yeah, guys. This was DevTooling TikTok. Hope you enjoyed this video. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.